Lesson 13. Section 1. A. Dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Can I help you, sir?
We want a meal.
What sort of meal? A hot one or a cold one?
A salad, I think.
Which one, sir? A ham or beef salad?
What's this sort of salad in English?
Which one are you looking at, sir?
That one over there, next to the bread rolls.
That's a beef salad, sir.
Thank you. Is there any rye bread?
No, I'm sorry. There are plenty of rolls.
Dialogue 2.
Excuse me, sir. Where do you come from?
We come from Copenhagen.
You speak English very well.
Thank you.
What are you doing at the moment?
We're visiting London.
What do you both do?
We're teachers.
Dialogue 3.
Do you like your salad?
Yes, it's nice and fresh. Is yours good too?
No, mine is rather tasteless.
You need some salt and some olive oil.
Dialogue 4.
Allow me to fetch you a chair.
Thank you, but I've just asked the waiter to get me one.
Let me get you a drink, then.
Thank you again. But look, John's bringing me one now.
I don't seem to be very useful, do I?
Don't say that. There's always another time, you know.
B. Restaurant English. Dialogue 1.
Three gin and tonics, please.
I'm sorry, sir, but we're not allowed to serve drinks before 12 o'clock midday. Would you like me to bring you something else? Some coffee?
Dialogue 2.
Waiter, this tablecloth is a disgrace. It's covered with soup stains.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. It should have been changed before. If you'll just wait one moment.
Dialogue 3.
Waiter, I can't quite understand how you managed to get 10 marks plus 12 marks plus 65 marks 50 pennies to add up to 177 marks 50 pennies.
One moment. I'll just check it, sir. You're quite right, sir. I can't understand how such a mistake could have been made. I do apologize, sir.
Section 2. A. Discussing past events.
Now, let's go back to your first novel, Rag Doll. When did you write that?
Rag Doll? Yes, I wrote that in 1960, a year after I left school.
How old were you then?
18? Yes, 18, because a year later I went to Indonesia.
Oh. And, of course, it was your experience in Indonesia that inspired your film, Eastern Moon.
Yes, that's right. Although I didn't actually make Eastern Moon until 1978.
And you worked in television for a time, too?
Yes, I started making documentaries for television in 1973, when I was 30.
Mm-hmm.
That was after I gave up farming.
Farming?
Yes, that's right. You see, I stayed in Indonesia for 8 years. I met my wife there in 1965. And after we came back, we bought a farm in the west of England, in 1970. A kind of experiment, really.
But you gave it up 3 years later.
Oh, yes. You see, it was very hard work, and I was also very busy working on my second novel, The Cold Earth, which came out in 1975.
Yes. That was a bestseller, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And that's why only 2 years after that, I was able to give up television work and concentrate on films and that sort of thing, and after that...
B. Telephone conversation.
Morning's hardware.
Hello. I'd like to buy a new fridge. I can't afford a very expensive one, and it mustn't be more than 140 centimetres high.
Right, I think I have one here. Wait a moment. Here we are. It's 50 centimetres wide and 130 centimetres high.
Oh, and how much is it?
It's £129, very cheap.
I'll come over and have a look at it.
C. Conversation at Perfect Partners Limited, a dating agency.
Good morning, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to find my perfect partner.
I see. Well, if you could just answer a few questions.
Certainly.
First of all, what age would you like your partner to be?
About 20. Not more than 25, anyway.
Mm-hmm, okay. And what sort of build?
What do you mean?
Well, would you like someone who's very slim, or would you prefer someone rather more plump?
Oh, I see what you mean. I don't think I might, actually.
Uh-huh. And what about height?
Oh, not so tall.
So, medium height?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And long hair.
Any particular colour?
No. As long as it's long, it doesn't matter what colour.
Good. Now, is there anything else at all?
Well, obviously I'd like someone good-looking.
Well, we'll see what we can do. Would you like to fill in this form in the next room, and I'll call you soon?
Oh.
Hello, is this the Perfect Partners office?
That's right.
I'm interested in meeting someone new.
Well, you've certainly come to the right place. What sort of person are you looking for?
Oh, someone tall, dark and handsome.
I see. And what sort of age?
Oh, mid-twenties, I suppose.
Well, I might have just the person for you. Could I just ask how old you are?
24.
Good. Could you just wait here a minute? This doesn't usually happen, but I think I found just the person for you.
Oh, no.
Not you.
What are you doing here?
I think I should be asking you that.
Well, I just wanted to...
Excuse me, but what's going on?
That's my husband.
And that's my wife.
But you're just right for each other from what you told me.
Yes, I see what you mean.
I suppose it's true. You are what I'm looking for.
Oh, darling. Why did we ever leave each other?
I don't know. But it's not too late, is it?
No.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Sorry?
That will be £25, please.
Section 3. Dictation. A letter.
47 Riverside Road, London SE1 4LP. 10th of May, 1989. Dear Chris, thanks for your letter. I'm sorry I haven't answered it sooner, but writing is difficult at the moment. I fell off my bike last week and broke my arm. It isn't anything very serious, and I'll be okay in a few weeks. Your holiday sounds fantastic. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Someone at work went to Jamaica last year and had a wonderful time. When are you going exactly? I hope you'll have good weather. There isn't really much more news from here. I'll write a longer letter in a few weeks. Send me a postcard and give my regards to everyone. Yours, Kim. 47 Riverside Road. London. SE1 4LP. 10th May, 1989. Dear Chris, new paragraph. Thanks for your letter. Full stop. I'm sorry. I haven't answered it sooner. But writing is difficult. At the moment, full stop. I fell off my bike last week and broke my arm, full stop. It isn't anything. Very serious. And I'll be okay. In a few weeks, full stop. New paragraph. Your holiday sounds fantastic, full stop. I'm sure you'll enjoy it, full stop. Someone at work went to Jamaica last year and had a wonderful time. Full stop. When are you going exactly? Question mark. I hope you'll have good weather. Full stop. New paragraph. There isn't really much more news. From here, full stop. I'll write a longer letter in a few weeks, full stop. Send me a postcard and give my regards to everyone, full stop. New paragraph, yours, Kim, full stop.